We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So grateful that we can be together again. For all those that are listening today, God bless you. Seriously, we want you to flow in the blessings of Jesus Christ. And I've got today here with me in the studio, my husband, Ed. Hey, Ed.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here in the studio with Annette. And I'm sure we're going to have some interesting and lively discussion.
Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. We're really celebrating all that the Holy Spirit has done and what the Holy Spirit is doing. And I'm going to be talking to you a lot more about the Holy Spirit in some of the time to come. But right now, we really want to celebrate the Holy Spirit through testimonies. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us counsel and wisdom. He shows us how to speak to people when he's alive within us. He gives us insight and foresight. And we love to minister in the name of Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and to see the wonderful things that God does. So, Ed, maybe we can just talk about one of our recent ministries together. And some of the things that you saw Jesus doing just last week when we were over in Northport, and there were so many people who received healings. Anything that comes to mind, Ed?
Well, there was one fella, his name was Joe, and he came up to us. He's a big guy. He must have been 6'6".
Wow.
Big, broad shoulders. But, you know, he came up and he was complaining of a lot of pain in his shoulders and his neck. And he was in this constant pain all the time.
Mm.
And, you know, everybody knows how bad it is when your neck is hurting, you know. So we prayed with him. You know, it was me and one of our other prayer team members, Laura. And we prayed with him just for about 5 minutes. And then I asked him, you know, how he felt. Was there any change? Did he experience anything? And he said, his neck was feeling much better. He was moving his head around.
Wow, praise God.
So I was really delighted with that. And he says, it's still about 30% there. So we prayed with him again, and then it was down to 1%. And so we're just figuring out the Holy Spirit's still working on him.
Thank you, Lord, for total miraculous healing.
Great.
Yes, we praise God for that. Thanks for sharing that, hon. And when you said that Laura was your prayer partner that night, I remember Laura testified to her own healing that she had. I don't know if I can do it justice, but she had migraine headaches on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And even said even maybe more than one in a day. Is that correct? I believe she really was suffering with migraine headaches. I mean, I've been blessed. I've never had a migraine headache. But we know people, it affects their vision, can affect, you know, so many different places in the body when they have these migraine headaches that people, a lot of times, they just lay in a darkened room until it's passed. And so painful. And she just described how she suffered terribly with them. And then I don't remember how it came about, but I know that it was Nina, she said, prayed for her. Maybe it was a testimony of someone else being healed from migraines. I'm not sure about that. We'll have to get Laura on to tell her own story.
That's right, yeah.
And anyway, after prayer, it's like her migraines left, right?
Yeah, I think there was another team member that was praying with her besides Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gone.
Yeah. Now, friends, well, we're telling you the testimony of migraine headaches gone and pain in the neck, shoulder area gone, you know, down to a 1%, which is, you know, essentially gone. Praise Jesus. we want you to know that as we give these testimonies, if you have these situations or any situation, you can say, I know Jesus Christ is my healer. I receive the power of his blood. I receive the miracle working power of Jesus right now. And you can experience healing right now. Actually, it's so exciting for us to hear back from the radio stations, people who heard the testimonies and were healed. So if you have heard the testimony and you have been healed, call into your radio station or write to us at bridgeforpeace.org and tell us what God's done for you so that we can glorify his name by telling other people. I do remember that night, the first lady, I believe it was the first lady or the second lady that I prayed for with my team member. And it was the first time out for my team member. It was her first time going out to a healing service, praying over people. But she took our Foundation for Healing course, and she was ready. She was hungering to pray and to see the power of God. So then the first lady, she had come to a Bridge for Peace meeting going back over 20 years. And she testified, and we knew her story, that she was healed by the power of Jesus Christ over 20 years ago from severe back pain. It had to do with a car accident and a lot of immobility and pain and difficulty sleeping. And anyway, after the prayer, she was moved by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we'll see that. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will be moving people into positions where they're stretching or, you know, just going in circles, doing whatever he's doing. But he shows his presence and he shows his healing power by moving the physical body. Well, that's what happened to her, and it was very unusual to her. And I just said, stay with it. That's the Holy Spirit. Just go with it. And at the end of that healing prayer, she was totally miraculously healed. That's like 20 years ago or even more. So here she came back. She says, I'm back again. Now she had a problem with a dislocated tailbone, which I never even heard of anything like that. But that's what she told me. And she had a lot of pain sitting down, standing up, moving, trying to get in the car. A lot of pain. So I prayed for her and once again started moving in these circles. Once again, these little circles making movements with the hips. And she said, it's like deja vu. Like this is what God had done in her 20, 25, maybe even 30 years ago. And once again, through the power of the blood, she's like, it's gone. I'm healed. It's gone. And she testified to both miracles that Jesus did. And she's so soft to the Holy Spirit. We just give the Holy Spirit all the glory, all the pain. So if you have a spinal situation, we want you to know that there's healing power in the blood of Jesus Christ for you, and that you will glorify his name through your healing. So we receive it. Sometimes, you know, Ed, people say, oh, well, you know, I'm suffering, I'm in pain, doing this to glorify God. God's not glorified when we say, oh, we have a lot of pain, but he's glorified when we say we've been healed. So
that's right.
Yeah. So be encouraged today, friends, to receive everything from the Lord. Receive your healing and glorify his name.
Hey, even if you're listening to this program and you have some difficulty and pain in your neck or in your back or on an elbow or shoulder or something like that, you can just lay your hand there and pray in the name of Jesus and command the pain to go in Jesus' name. Oh, you know, us Christians have authority in Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We can command these things out of our bodies. And it says it right in the scriptures that we should go and pray for the sick, see them healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cast out demons. And you can do that too yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Glorify your name, Lord. Ed, did you have another testimony that came to mind?
I was just thinking about one lady had come, they came in that same location a number of years ago, and she had severe depression. She had lost her husband. He and her were in a motorcycle accident. Mm. He died as a result of the accident. Mm. And she had some severe injuries and has some prosthetic limbs because of that. Mm-hmm. So she was in severe depression. So we prayed for her, and that depression just lifted. So
praise God.
We thank God for that. You know, God heals the physical things, the spiritual things, and the emotional things too.
Yes, and relational things, psychological things. I mean, just go on and on.
That's right.
He heals every condition. He's the healer.
That's right. We've heard of people getting prayer for looking for an apartment, then get an apartment.
Or getting jobs.
Yeah. Great things, you know. God is amazing, amazing God, and he's omnipotent. So he does those things that we can't imagine even.
And he also brings people together, like he brought us together, gets spouses and children and all kinds of blessings. So we thank you, Jesus, for the many, many blessings that we've received through your grace, Lord. We're studying together Foundation for Healing, and we want to encourage you that all of the people who've gone out on team with Bridge for Peace all across the world, and even this particular ministry night that we're remembering with great joy, they've all taken our Foundation for Healing course. We've been studying together on the radio, the Foundation for Healing course, and we love to hear your testimonies. And your questions. If you have questions, write to us also at bridgeforpeace.org. So our heart is to empower and raise people up in the power of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ would be glorified. That's our hope, and that's our directive, healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's our great directive, and that Foundation for Healing course gives us the knowledge and the ability to pray for the sick and see them healed. And there's been so many over the years that have been healed through the prayers of the members of Bridge for Peace that we're just so delighted by it.
That's right. And, you know, even when you say the ability, I mean, the ability is given by Jesus Christ. But when you read the Word of God and you study the Word of God, it makes you able. So you have the ability through the power of the blood of Jesus, through the new covenant that you've entered into with him. But many times people are held back because they don't know how to begin. So that's what we do in Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing, is we give you the framework. We show you how to begin. We try to make you comfortable. We even offer ministry opportunities, which all across the world, on our prayer suites on Friday night, New York time. Prayer suites, we have people from across the world ministering on prayer suites to have a mentor in the healing ministry and to be raised up and to see the transformation. Even the lady who takes care of the control room every week now, Deirdre, she says she loves to see when people go into the suites. We call them prayer suites, the prayer room, but it's a suite. And they go into the prayer suites. She loves to see when they come out because she can see the transformation that's happened like in 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So you also would have an opportunity, if you've completed Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing, to join us as prayer ministers in the Bridge for Peace prayer suites. Or if you need prayer yourself, write to us at bridgeforpeace.org or at prayer suites. At bridgeforpeace.org, that's S-U-I-T-E-S, and make an appointment for a Friday night. Well, Ed, thanks for being with me today in the studio. It's been great to hear your testimonies that you've shared.
It's great to share the testimonies with all the folks out in Radio Land.
Yes, thanks be to God. We're so grateful that you're listening today, and we pray that God will richly bless you. We're Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. www.prayingforhealing.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.